they've managed to make a LaFufu look like a worse version of a LaBooBoo, which already starts out looking stupid.
Some of us got like
it's like
the,
a cousin with a lazy eye. Can I just say, I love this time of year. I have a thing about let's not go too early into the next holiday.
No, it's bullshit.
I like celebrating September a little bit. And right now my neighbor has her full Halloween gear up. And I feel like it's personal. I'm like, it's middle September. Why are we putting up our Halloween costumes?
Because she loves joy.
No,
let's
it's
just
too
be,
soon.
Let's
October
be joy. Nope. My son did say, you cannot start decorating for Halloween until September 1st. And I'm like, okay, you live here. You get a say. But we're deep in and I'm just getting going. And it's
there's like, doot,
back up the pallets. I will tell you, a dear friend of mine bought me a piece for my village.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I never think to do that because I don't think there's one you don't have.
You know, it's that Drew and Andrea Bistro Huddy. They are friends of ours. They texted me. They go, we have a surprise for you because they know that I love the Halloween village. And it's a big ass one.
Jen looks like she's a weird single lady that collects stuff in her house, but she has a family. She walks in and there's like literally 14 tables of a working village. It's the equivalent of having a train set.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. But the sheer amount of electricity that it takes to turn this sucker on and the batteries. I bet she asked one of her kids, hey, look, I need you to replace all the batteries. And the kids are going to be like, there's 360.
Yeah, I do. Somebody's on battery duty. I have a little basket that you take around. Has to be done a couple times.
Get rid of the olds. Put in the news.
So, and my brother, who's an electrical engineer, like comes in and is like, when he sees my plug setups that I've got.
Her plug setup, I'm like, what are we doing?
I've got like daisy chained together, just a, extension cord,
but it's
power strip.
But what does my daughter want to do? Come over and look at the village. So that's all she wants to do. We don't have one. Eleanor's like, this is bullshit.
I don't have time to do this, but I might do this. I think I want to have a Halloween party this year because Halloween is on Friday. And I do feel like we're about the last age for kids where they're going to come into my house and be like dazzled by
that
the decorations.
That is not true, but okay.
Okay.
Other kids are going to be dazzled by your house. Just your kids are not going to be dazzled by your house.
I got a friend who's using a 3D printer to like custom make her own decoration. So I'm way behind you guys.
I just am thinking about what can be scary. And we have a rule. We can make the front of our house scary, but the driveway has to be cute because I want the Halloween babies.
Babies, yeah.
So Eleanor now thinks about the Halloween babies. So we're thinking of doing a ball pit. I'm like, whatever I got to do to entice
the
children.
Oh, that's great idea.
I don't want the teenagers. I had enough of those last year. I want, and I have two of my own. So I would like the Halloween babies. I want everybody dressed up as a lion or a bee or a strawberry that lets me hug them and shows me love.
Halloween's a big, big deal in Kristen's neighborhood. You know what you might think about doing? Little bounce house. One of those little, you can rent the little bounce house ball pit things for little kids.
What are you
doing
with, what kind of budget are you working on? I'm not getting everybody a bounce house. Then they'll never leave.
It's like 150 bones, man. You'd be the Halloween lady in your neighborhood.
No. I think I'm going to set up a screen and show a movie. Because I did that one year.
Yeah.
And it worked out really well and everybody stayed off my lawn.
Oh, boy. Get off my lawn. I don't want to spend money on Halloween.
I do have some pretty solid, well, I think you have some ideas. But I've really traveled around some ideas for Halloween costumes, I almost don't want to share them.
No, I have an idea for you that I think you're going to love. We're going to talk about Halloween costumes so that you have
some
time.
Good ones.
You have some time to prepare.
And no, I'm not going as, what's her name? I should have done that last year. That was a layup. Who is the person everybody said
I look Australian,
like? The Australian breakdancer.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about those. But first, we want to tell you, please rate, review, subscribe, and share our podcast with your friends. Also, go to imomsohard.com. We have a few shows left this year.
We're doing a few clubs, which is super fun.
Yep.
Like very, very like close-knit audiences.
Yep. And Edmond, Washington, outside of
Seattle. Washington, that's a theater. And then we have a bevy of shows that are happening in 2026.
Yep. Go check them out on imomsohard.com. Come. It's a good time. It's the flashback
Everybody
tour.
Seems to be having a lot of fun. We've added some new stuff to the show. The show follows our lives. So if something is specific and significant happens, it goes in the show. And I don't know if you know, but middle school and high school and being a sandwich generation and taking care of your parents offers a lot of material.
We got a lot of material. I'm going to do an early mom box right now. me a mom does not fuck around without telling me a mom does not fuck around. Okay, because we got an email direct to us that said, to whom it may concern. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Oh no.
What did we do now? Could be anything. And she was like, is this show different than the one I saw at the Keswick in 2024, April of 2024? And I had to check. I was like, no, it is. This is an all new show.
Yeah, it's all new show.
That was the ladies' night show. This is a totally different show. It's the flashback tour. It's all new stuff. We're flashing back to our youth, and we're hot flashing currently.
Currently.
So that's what the show is. So get your tickets. Come see us. But right now, let's talk about Halloween costumes. I'm so excited.
Halloween.
Okay, where do you want to start with? Because I found these two really good articles. One's about kids' costumes, and one's about adult costumes.
I want to go adult.
And when can I tell you my idea for you? Can I tell you my idea for you?
Start.
Okay. Kristen's got this new hobby, and I don't want to say it's a hobby or interest of somebody.
Oh, God.
What tchotchke are you into right now?
Tchotchke?
Yeah.
What are you
talking
about?
I put you on the spot. Kristen's very into snow globes right now.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't know. Okay.
And
I didn't know what direction we were going.
You need to Google, because there are some insane snow globe costumes. You make yourself the snow globe. So you can buy on Amazon these, like, balls, like, or
and
like,
then decorate them however you want.
Yeah, you can put,
dude,
like,
what if I'd made a college party snow globe?
Oh my God, yeah, you could, and you put like packing peanuts in it and stuff like that, and like just flip
that's
them
hilarious.
Around. I really want you to be a snow globe.
That's so funny. That would be the idea that I would do in college, and I would go to a party where everybody's dressed as a sexy cat.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I would
you
go
would
as a
be
snow
the,
globe.
Yeah,
that's actually really funny.
I know.
That's
you just
pretty
put
funny.
On like some kind of like a stiff A-line sort of skirt with that like.
Do you want to know what I want to do?
What?
I want to go as Nicole Kidman from the AMC Theaters intro where she's like, and the lights go down and the movies begin. And I want to have, we've looked at trying to find them.
In here is magic.
It's magic because it is. And I want to have three seats, movie seats in the front yard of our house. And I just want, like, to walk down our stairs with this gray suit.
Hilarious.
And hold a thing of popcorn and walk around the neighborhood like Nicole Kidman doing the front. I think that could be really funny. It's going to take me forever to make that gray suit.
That's pretty, well,
I have to put the sequins on it.
I bet we can order you a sequin suit off of Amazon. There's some things
you
don't
just
wanna,
got. Yeah. It'd be really hard, huh? Unless I used like the glue that has sparkles in it, that would be pretty fast.
I bet you could probably find a similar suit, like just in gray at like Goodwill. And then you can use that fabric spray paint on it to make it silver. Yeah.
Well, the suit itself is gray and then it's pinstriped with sparkles on it. Trust me. I'm memorizing the monologue. And I think I could carry that theme into the front of our house if we're showing the movies.
Yeah.
And like literally every hour on the hour, I'm like the weirdo that comes out of the house in every movie, in every blah, 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 and do the monologue.
But will you, I'm such a bitch, will you like make up out your eyebrows and then draw huge ones like up like this and then tell everybody you don't use Botox,
please? I don't use Botox.
Yeah.
My husband, Keith Urban. Maybe I would pull the eyebrows a bit in just affect.
Yeah.
But what I need is that light red wig.
Yeah. So you want adult costumes first?
Yeah, give me adults.
Okay. Some of these, I was like, God, Kristen's going to know what that is, and I don't have a clue what that is. Okay, so this is from The Every Girl. They also have a website called The Every Mom, which I'm very curious about. So number one.
I know who it's going to be.
Who?
Is it Aunt Gladys?
No.
Oh.
No. Number one. Taylor Swift, Life of a Showgirl album. A lot of showgirls this year, they're thinking.
Interesting. Hey, man, you know what? I don't think the husbands are going to complain about that. My husband's going to be like, can you go as Taylor Swift and not as a snow globe?
Oh, my God. My husband would order that costume for me, and he'd be like, you can't
going
wear
as
it out.
Showgirl's pretty dope. And
I
might
love
I just
that.
Say, if you do live in a town with a costume
rental
costume
house?
Shop,
yeah.
One of the most fun things I ever did was. Obviously, we live in LA. It's a much different experience. But I did get my flapper's dress. I rented it. It was for our final year at our elementary school. And we have a big gala or gala or whatever you call it. And so I was like, I'm going to go do this right. And so I rented one of the flapper's dresses from a wardrobe shop.
Spot on.
It was so cool. Because those places are like museums. And so even if it's small, you're trying on stuff. Oh, God, it's such a delight.
I want to give people a reason to dress up because a lot of times adults don't get the reason to dress up.
We're
giving
you the not only the reason, the permission, and send us photos. And we'll post that shit.
Didn't you love growing up and when you would go trick-or-treating and so-and-so's dad would be hiding in a pile of leaves or something like that? Like, just into it. It's the best.
Yeah. Like, and when everybody gets into it, Eleanor really wants my husband to go as Dr. Evil and she goes as the cat. My husband will commit and he'll bick his head
in his face.
And I love my husband. This will not go over well with my children. I go, Eleanor.
They like him with a beard. I do too. I don't get a vote, but I do too.
You've never seen a rounder. It is like a 45-year-old baby. And I do not want him to do that. I will be not happy if he bicks his head.
Okay. The next one, I just love. It made me think of you and you're pissed at me. Why? But so it's Elphaba from Wicked. It doesn't have anything to do with singing. It just reminds me of that time that I was Glinda and you were.
That was so fun.
Yeah. And Kristen is completely covered in green and she's fighting with Colin. It was just so hard to take her seriously. It ain't easy being green and really holding your own in an argument. And she did it. It was very impressive.
Yeah. We were having a real fight and I was dressed as a witch. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. This is a layup.
Easy for you.
This is a layup. But when you are a clown, which I have been, and you do white face and you smile, your teeth are yellow. When you put on green paint on your face, it covers the parts of your skin that are dark. So you are very aware of where you have shadowing. And I've never been more aware of just what my nose looks like when I put on that Elphaba. Oh, and I was like, for the love.
Well,
I'm meant to play that.
That's a great costume idea.
Wicked is going to kill it. Wicked, and also I just love the friendship.
I don't know what this is. A Love Island bombshell.
They just wear dumb bikinis again.
Okay. Great for you college students. There's an idea for you.
But I'm not walking by somebody wearing a sleazy bikini going, oh, Love Island.
Do you want to know what the number 3 costume is?
Slutty cat. What?
Sabrina Carpenter. That's a fun one.
That is a fun one. You could pull that one off.
I kind of am.
You could pull that one off.
It.
You need a corset.
Yeah.
Because you have that tiny waist and you're short and you could wear high heels.
I need to get a longer, like a wig situation, but yeah.
You have so much clip-in hair.
Oh, yeah. I could do that.
You just need bangs. And you got to have the boobs. You can't be weird about your boobs.
You got to get out of that gray,
weird beige bra and let those puppies out.
Okay. All right, here's the next one. Enough about my boobs. Sydney from The Bear.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah, okay.
Anything from The Bear really would be fun to do.
So Sydney's the gal who wears a scarf on her head.
Yeah.
Clipboard.
Yeah, The Bear, just anything.
Yeah, actually, anybody from The Bear. Yeah. Is a
good
one.
In my head, I could pretend my husband is Jeremy Allen White and we could fornicate.
Oh,
He lives in my neighborhood and he goes to the same farmer's market. And if you think I don't go to the farmer's market just in the chance that I'm going to run into him, you're crazy. And let me just say, I was driving behind my kids' elementary school and that dude was crossing the street and his eyes are so blue.
Wow.
That I could see him. But my daughter was sick. But if I would have been by myself, I would have been so weird. It would have been just me and Jeremy Allen White having a chat in the
calling 911.
Yeah, he would have been like, I think there's a warrant.
I don't feel like I have a safe way out of this situation.
Then don't
definitely
walk around
not a polite.
And
this is where this list goes a little bit more. These are young people who watch
think
a lot
old
of
people
TV.
Are going to want to do this.
Well, Mary from Sinners, I haven't seen that movie yet. I want to see it.
That's a deep cut. Well, I think we're going to see a lot of weapons.
I do too. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody. I still feel like that movie's too new. And most people are, maybe they're not going to want to go see that movie. I'm not giving anything away. She's in the trailer. There is an Aunt Gladys in the movie. You've seen the trailer that these kids disappear. And they are running in a particular way. I had it in my head that I was going to go as Aunt Gladys and then get the neighborhood kids to run after me.
Amazing.
With their arms out.
So good.
I'm not 100% sure I'm not going to do that, but I'm not sure that I'm going to have the neighborhood kids get on board or their parents get on board with them chasing me. But it would be so dope. Oh my God. Oh my God. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if I open the door as Aunt Gladys and I have like Finn and Eleanor and all of their buddies run out with their arms out?
Yeah.
Okay. Working on it.
All right.
Working on it. Way
better. That's a very good costume.
Because we have so many neighborhood kids, they could just get in on it.
So do you know who Belly from The Summer I Turned Pretty is?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a weird one too.
Is it?
Nobody's going to look at Belly and go, oh, you're from the summer I turned pretty.
Is there anything specific enough about it?
She's like, I don't know. I think she's like Polynesian and Asian, or she's got dark hair and she's got a specific look, but I still feel like they would just go get a dark wig and call themselves.
So a lot of these young people, they seem like you're just trying to really look pretty.
Yeah, you're just trying to look pretty and hot.
No.
You're young. You've got that going for you already.
This one is a good one. Being Beyonce from the Cowboy Carter tour. That's a fun one. Yeah.
That's a fun one. A lot of fringe. A
lot of sparkles.
It's Texas.
Yeah.
And no hold down.
Okay. This is one. Moms, you can pull this off very easily. Okay. You ready? You don't have a costume. You're going to put this together. I think you should order a wig. Victoria Ratliff from The White Lotus. All you need is a caftan.
Yeah,
caftan, the sunglasses.
And talk about, I'll need my lorazepam. You got to look at her lines in the movie that were like, or the series that were like the winners. Because you got to repeat those.
Okay, this one's going to be very popular. I know why. Across the Ages, Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Oh, well, it's having a minute right now.
Yeah, I remember wanting to be that for Halloween when I was a kid.
I love all the memes that come out. And they're like, I'm the person that after three drinks thinks I can nail this routine. And that's all I think about when I watch that.
Give me a reason to buy pom-poms, honestly.
I don't feel good about my midsection. It's not.
You know what? Dolly Parton.
I know she saw her dressed as the corset with skin on it.
Yeah. You could do the mesh kind of covering thing.
I want to be Aunt Gladys with Cryptic Kids.
I like
or
to be.
Or in the movies.
This one's funny for an adult to do too. A laboo-boo. I mean,
isn't there two? What's the thing with those?
They're
so ugly.
I know, but it's just like when we were kids and we wanted
Cabbage Patch Kids?
Well, that or whatever fuzzy thing we wanted.
But isn't there like a fake Labubu?
Lefufus? Yeah.
And the Lefufus, they have managed to make a Lefufu look like a worse version of a Labubu, which already starts out looking stupid.
Some of us got like
It's like a cousin with a lazy eye, you know? It's like
cheapo Chinese Timu version of a Cabbage Patch when we were a kid. And Labubu has that version, yeah. And they smell like kerosene and stuff.
You buy the head at your local grocery store. And then the moms would try to make a fake Cabbage Patch.
This is easy and comfortable, especially if you're someplace cold. You order one of those, you know, fur sleep suits, you know, with the hood. And then you just do your makeup like the Labubu.
Okay.
That's an easy one.
That's funny.
This is not going to be surprising. Wednesday.
Oh, so great.
Yeah, Delilah was that last year. There was a million.
You could also do that as a family costume, which I'm super into. Not that my kids will ever do it.
Some of our friends from Delilah's class, they did it, and it was spot on. It was so good.
They were cool. They're
Gomez,
all young.
Morticia. Yeah. Yeah, it was so good. I don't know why this one is. Ina Garten?
I don't think I like that one.
You don't like that one? Everybody loves Ina Garten.
Everybody likes her.
You do a big button-down shirt. Like a loose-fitting shirt.
Okay, with
sleeves rolled up.
Okay.
You have your martini mixer and your martini glass with you.
That's funny.
You just order the wig on Amazon. You have a scarf, maybe. It's just an coastal chic thing.
Yeah. It's sort of like, got it.
You know what the young kids are going to do if they do Ina Garten? They're going to do the tunic shirt, no pants, and I don't blame you. She's a saucy woman. She's always talking about getting down with her husband. Yeah.
But you know why? Because she doesn't have kids. She's like, we just love our lives. Every time she's like, I love to have something ready for him when he comes home, I'm like, ew, you guys are totally banging.
Okay, here is a really fun one.
Okay.
Do the girls who went to space, the Katy Perry, the member.
Hilarious.
Get yourself some blue jumpsuits.
Hilarious.
You can do weightless hair.
Then you could just be Katy Perry and be tone deaf.
100%, you guys.
Yeah, you can talk about how moved you were looking down and seeing the world. And
you guys, you want
everything.
A reason to wear a tight blue jumpsuit? There's your reason.
Oh my
right
God,
there.
That's really funny. That's a good girl's night.
That's a fun one. And I can't believe this one's back, but it's not shocking. Miranda Priestly from The Devil Wears Prada again.
Always a classic.
I did one year, and I want to say we came over to Trick or Treat with you guys. I was, who's the actual Vogue lady?
You shouldn't ask me. I should just offer it up because I can't ever answer.
I was her for Halloween. It was a fun one to do.
Yeah. If you look back, like, what's one of your favorite costumes?
Lunch lady.
Hilarious.
It was a lunch lady. I came with like bought an industrial size ladle. And everybody was dressed like a slut. And I was like, I had this stuffed costume, huge like
fun.
Boobs hanging over
so
my
funny.
Apron. I wore like rolled down socks with like white nurse shoes.
So good. And every dude thinks that's hot. is if you can follow the funny and you're good at it, it's hilarious.
I had the hair net thing on. I loved it. It was a good time.
It was
very comfortable for the bar.
Yeah. I think my favorite ones that I did is I went as a foursome with Double Dare. And so we had
God, that's so fun.
So my boyfriend at the time was in red t-shirt and red pants. And then we got rollerblading pads and then a helmet. And then we glued on cups to the top and we had ping pong balls. So everywhere we went, there was a physical challenge.
Yeah.
And people were so
they loved it.
Into it.
Yes.
It'd be like if you were cornhole, you know?
Hell
and
yeah.
But then you'd have people throwing beanbags at you. But it's hilarious.
That's a really good one.
I think one of my other favorites was Colin and I for our first Halloween together. I was taking a real chance because we were not together for very long.
Oh, I love this one.
And
yeah.
I went as a Stepford wife and I went as Colin Sweeney's Stepford wife. So on the back, I made a backpack that looked like a battery that had like lights and stuff. And it said belongs to Colin Sweeney the back. And then I had like my boobs up and a super tight dress and a big wig. And he went as Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. And
he
was very
so
upset with himself. He was like, this is not reading as funny as I wanted. I was like,
great. He had a full beard.
He had a full beard.
Fantastic.
We just ripped each other's clothes off. It was so weird and gross.
Great.
It was great. And I think I kept the wig on. Just saying.
Okay.
The other one that I really liked was Eleanor's favorite of mine was the year before I went as, instead of Barbie, I went as Aunt Barb. And I was a version of a Barbie
fun.
That was like, in my head, I was like, she's recently divorced. She's Midwest. I had Barb as the Barbie letters on my like workout tracksuit.
Yeah.
And then I wore my Reba McEntire wig. Can I tell you how many people told me I looked attractive
good with red hair? I always
Red short hair.
I know. Very becoming on you.
Oh my God. You and my mother, the becoming word.
Very becoming.
I just went off. I just went nuts.
I had a Queen of England costume that I really liked.
That's super funny.
But so I haven't narrowed down what I'm going to do this year yet. But
Jen was also in the growling. So like
I have too many wigs.
She has so many wigs and so many costumes. And she has a rack of clothes right now. I feel like one of us has to be Aunt Gladys.
Yeah. Here's the deal. This is a big year for me. It's the last year.
Everyone's going to be Aunt Gladys.
It's the last year of elementary school for us. So it's the last year that I'm doing our fall festival. And I really want to have a good costume. I don't want it to be scary for the kids because there's littles there, like pre-Kers and stuff there. But maybe if we have a party, maybe I do Aunt Gladys because I would love
it. I don't know. I think you'll scare the kids. No joke. If you do it right, you'll scare the kids.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. If I had a party, maybe I would do Aunt Gladys at not the school thing. But the school thing, I'm going to try and do something creative, fun, like, you know.
They love wings. Whenever you wear anything that's like a fairy or a princess or something.
Yeah.
They love that.
I don't know. I was thinking like a champagne glass or a boba, you know, like
that's
make
funny.
Like a
snow globe.
Because they love boba, you know.
They freaking
like,
love boba. That's hilarious. What if you had a hat with little
balls
boba.
And a big straw thing,
balls
right?
Hanging off. That wouldn't be the first time Jen had that costume.
No, it wasn't.
That was her college costume, but that was just that was just the end of the night.
That's what happened when I was the lunch lady. Way to a man's heart.
Just
okay.
Through that tummy.
Okay, here's another good one. K-pop Demon Hunters. Oh my God.
Okay, fine.
Okay, everybody is going to do that, right?
Yep.
I'm surprised my daughter hasn't already asked me to do that. You know who people are going to be again?
Who?
A lot of these are flashback, you guys. Carrie Bradshaw from Sex
and
the City.
For sure, because it's over. The season is over.
That's a really fun one.
But again, I feel like these are young people going, how can I just go out as a version of hot?
And be sexy.
And be sexy, because all you got to do is wear a tank top and a big flower, and you've got it.
Hunting Wives. There's a
lot
of...
that one.
That's fun.
That's horny.
Yeah.
That's going to be a horny, weird one.
And also, you could wear a nice dress and have a fake rifle or
you
something with you.
You and I could do Hunting Wives.
Hell
because
yeah.
I would wear the red wig, and I'm so much taller than you, and you would be Brittany Snow's character, which means you're super into me.
This is funny. These are the suggestions, like a hunting jacket, but with a floral sundress, rubber rain boots, and like hunting glasses.
Yeah, 100%. Like, that's a fun one, and that tells the neighborhood you're down for a late night.
All right. Caitlin Clark. That's a really fun one.
Oh, I love that one.
Yep.
Good for girls.
Yep. Effie from Hunger Games. These are great.
They're mid.
I
think they're great. But I'm like, all right, you 12-year-olds that are coming up with this list. Let's go into the over 40 space.
Hope you enjoy being hot.
Yeah. Like, I want to see everybody go as designing women. I want to see the golden girls come around the bend.
Okay.
I love group costumes.
Okay. Good group costume then is Inside Out 2.
So good.
There's so many. Didn't Finn do that last year?
No, I told Eleanor I wanted her to go to Sadness and she shot it down immediately.
Okay. I remember what Finn did last year. He was with a big group, Holidays.
It was the most awesome.
So clever.
Group costume. And then his costume the year before I thought was even better. He went as the dude that stole the Mona Lisa. So he dressed as like a little Italian
guy
with a skinny little mustache. And he was so damn handsome. You guys, my stomach's growling.
Oh my God. Mona Lisa is funny. If you had an old frame.
Oh yeah.
Just to put around you. Yeah. Just like.
That's hilarious. I wonder if you could do something like with passport photos too. That's funny.
Tie beanie babies. Cause kids all have those like furry pajama suit things.
Yeah.
You just make a heart.
That's funny.
That's cute. That's an easy one.
You could go as a Care Bear too.
Especially if you got a little. Oh,
the little ones are the cutest. They go as a gumball machine.
Oh my God. There's a really great article on Good Housekeeping that has the easy way to make all of these costumes too. Cause you know, the other easy way to make them is to buy them.
I like buying them. I will never forget that when we were going to have Finn, we had a costume for him. We went to Costco. They were just Captain America hanging there. And they had muscles built in. And it was $28. And he lost his mind. He was so excited. And I go, okay. And I bought that. And it was the smartest thing I've ever done. It was literally.
Yeah.
It felt like I got beaten a little bit. But I was like, I'd rather focus my time on my costume.
I can't tell you. Costumes get hand-me-down.
And it's
like,
great.
Especially like those superhero ones. This is a really fun one, Kristen, okay? Crocs.
Hilarious.
Be a giant croc. Okay. That is so funny for Halloween.
You're a specific person if you're fine walking around being a croc.
You're a kid.
Oh.
They love it.
I thought that was adult.
You wear your Crocs. You wear your purple Crocs. And then you dress as a giant.
I feel like if you're walking around the neighborhood dressed as a croc, your mom made you dress as a croc. And you got bigger issues. A, you wear Crocs. And B, you're dressed as a croc.
Okay. I know Eleanor's not going to do this.
I know.
I'm not even adding Delilah to the mix because there's no damn way she's going to.
Yeah, nobody's going to do what we
say. She's
going
to be K-pop demon hunter. But Eleanor, you put her in a box and make her a little jewelry box with the ballerina that pops
that's
up.
That's really cute.
That's pretty dang cute, isn't it?
And if it could go down to her feet.
Yep, she can drop it.
So I'll tell you what her costume is going to be. Her and her friends, they're going to go as Renaissance girls. Like, she keeps calling it Rococo girls. Okay?
Oh.
So it's a certain era. It's 100% Bridgerton. But I am not telling her that it's Bridgerton because she will watch it for a frame of reference.
Yep.
And I have told her, that is off limits. But if she's doing it for...
Hey, you're not a 13-year-old in the 80s, okay?
No, man. We have restrictions.
Yeah.
But she keeps going, Mom, what do you call it when like they wear the corsets and the big wigs? I'm like, Bridgerton, but you can't watch it. And I'm like, like 18th, 17th century, I don't know, Renaissance.
Renaissance.
So basically they're going to go as like, let them eat cake kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And they've got these like poof with the big hair.
French Revolution kind of?
Yeah.
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 Minions, you guys, tell us what your costumes are. We want you to send them to us. We want to hear about them. We definitely want pictures of them.
Do it this way. If you are so tired and you think, I don't want to deal with Halloween, I want you to go the opposite direction. I want you to go, I'm going to cook less and I'm going to go full tilt for Halloween.
I'm
going to
go balls out either with
balls
my
out. I want you to
decorations
do the thing you think
or
you
my
can't
costumes
do and go big and then send us photos because when you go big, you are the hero, okay? So put some bagel bites in the oven and call it a squared meal and send us your best Halloween costume.
We know all you crafters out there, you just like phone in the rest of your life while you got a craft project going. And there is no more acceptable time than the months of September through December for you to just like.
Yeah, I got to figure out which one I'm going to go with.
Costume wise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that idea of doing Aunt Gladys and opening the door and having a bunch of kids run out kind of wins everything.
Well, we got to think about it because we got to do a video here soon, too. We do a Halloween video every year. You want to check out that on the socials?
Yep. We're coming back into the playroom.
God, I love to do this.
It's our favorite. Every year we've done
that in a Christmas song.
Yes.
Every year.
Not that anybody's like downloading it or anything, but
it's pretty good
for us.
We're going to make an album one of these days.
You want to know what a dream job for me would be, what? And I think it's the same for you. If we were super famous and we had all of the pull in the world, I would want us to do a holiday event where it's sort of a variety show.
Oh, God.
I think Nate Bargatze got to do one last year, but I want it to be where you and I are the hosts and it's, you wear like a beautiful sequins dress yep. one moment and somebody's laying on
oh
a piano.
My God. Yes.
And then the next thing you're riding in a fake ass carriage and
yes.
there's fake snow and
oh
it's like
God,
white
yes.
Christmas. And then the next thing is you're at a farm scene and it's all like fake.
Lovely.
Like none of it's real.
Lovely.
And it's just bringing in music and people God. And happiness. Let us run this.
Always wanted to be one of those people since I was a kid that at the Macy's Day Parade, they're
oh
like,
God, it's my
and coming
dream.
Down is the marching band from Little Springs, Arkansas.
You and I belong on the Macy's.
No, make it happen.
No one gets more excited.
Universe.
About freaking marching bands than me.
No, or holidays than me.
So why aren't we doing the Macy's parade?
No, I just hit my face on the microphone. I was so
Fine.
Excited, you guys.
It's going to be great. And we're going to come up with we're not going to tell anybody what our Halloween costume is.
But you're going to love it.
You're going to love it. You're going to do one. You're going to send us your pictures and your kids are going to think you're lame
and
awesome.
Every once in a while, somebody goes as Kristen and Jen for Halloween, and we
yes,
freaking
from the 80s,
love that.
The 80s video.
Oh, the 80s one,
or
for
Spanx.
Sure. Yeah.
We got some pictures
somebody,
from Spanx.
Like, when we first started doing the videos, somebody, like, printed out our background and carried it around with them. It was
That's
amazing.
That's when your head goes, we are a Halloween costume? Fuck yes,
Fuck
we
yeah,
are.
Fuck yeah, we are. Yeah. High five.
I was messing with my wedding ring. High five and happy Halloween to you and happy.
Send us your pictures.
Send us your pictures. We want to see what you're going on.
Did we podcast?
I think we did.
Pioneer.